LorenaSimon.com, spelled the way it sounds, all one word. On the phone with us is you. Hello, who's this?
Hey, this is Tom.
Tom, say hi to Miss Lorena Simon.
Hi, Lorena Simon.
Hi, Tom.
How are you doing today?
Oh, I'm excellent. So what's up with you?
I just know what I want to know when I'm going to die.
The death question.
The death estimate.
Yeah.
Let me see. 10 minutes and 37 seconds. No.
Oh, gosh.
I'm kidding. Woo. Driving, are we? Okay. Now the reality of the thing.
Hey, my dad drank himself to death about 2 years ago.
Oh,
your
sorry
dad
to hear
did?
That.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm so sorry. You know, he hangs around you. He comes to visit. He still is not at peace because he's not at peace with himself.
Wow.
But happier than when he was alive here.
I kind of blame myself because
I
wouldn't have seen him more because he went really high inside. He was like a banker and all that. He ended up living in a trailer and just kind of...
Wow.
It's not your fault. Don't blame yourself. Your dad put himself there under circumstances that he chose. And that makes sense why he's hanging around because, you know, it's not your fault. And it's not your responsibility to hold on to that.
Yeah.
That's your dad's choices. And you're not to make the same choices. You have an opportunity turn your life into something beautiful. And life isn't all about money and how high I can reach it and how fast I can. And the ego doesn't need to be involved all the time, okay?
Yeah.
So, I mean, if you could give away something that's special to you, you know, to someone else who's more in need, and I'll tell you what, then... you can achieve anything you desire, and I do mean anything, honey.
Yeah.
All
right. I mean that. You're not going to be the alcoholic either that your dad went to be.
Oh, well, I already am.
No, you're not all the way. You could still stop if you wanted to.
Oh, no, I just drink beer.
Now the rationalization comes.
Oh, man.
You could stop anytime you wanted to if you really wanted to.